Oh, hey, I was actually wondering, just before we start, instead of playing my regular theme, can we play the theme that the Django Unchained theme? No? I would get sued for that. Okay, you know that's actually good to know. So yeah, just play the regular theme. Okay, yeah. No, perfect. Thanks. Hello and welcome to the second ever episode of the Mateen Manic Show. Yes, now it's just the Mateen Manic Show. It's not the Mateen Manic podcast show. Apparently, we got our budget cuts the other day and we had to drop something. And apparently if you drop a word out of your title, you can save money. Don't confirm that with business majors. They'll disagree with me, but no, it's true. Anyways, thank you for tuning into the second episode. This obviously means that you like the first episode or you're stumbling onto this. Either or, I still like it. So many of you who didn't actually watch the first episode, I'm just going to reintroduce myself. I'm an actor and writer. I have a blog. It's illiterimat.blogspot.ca. That's illiterimat.blogspot.ca. But I've also figured out how to write descriptions, so I'm going to put it there. Now, as many of you know, I started off my first show talking about the Three Little Pigs. And I was thinking, I mean, who does that? Who starts off their first ever podcast? This is the chance of a lifetime. And who starts off their first podcast with the Three Little Pigs? That's so immature. Gosh. Anyways, so I chose the topic of, and many of you will hate me for this, the People's Choice Awards. Yes, the People's Choice Awards. My, what can I say about the People's Choice Awards that people haven't already been telling me? I mean, I've deduced just by watching 5 minutes that it's the awards to give awards to people who have no chance in the Oscars or the Golden Globes. I mean, if you look at some of these categories, they sound so ridiculous. I mean, first of all, it's not like best movie, it's favorite movie. Yes, I get it. It's people's choice, but I mean, it's a bit ridiculous. And some of the categories, like, you could tell they were made up. Like, favorite face of heroism. Seriously? Favorite face of heroism? You made up a category just because that year fit in properly? What, how does that make sense? I mean, that's literally like saying best movie that dealt with four or more superheroes in one film that was in 2012. I mean, come on, you're literally giving the award to someone just because, you know, because you want to. And of course, The Hunger Games won that. And they won Best Action Movie, sorry, Favorite Action Movie. I should really get my categories right. And Favorite Movie. Now, of course, I would definitely disagree with that because, I mean, The Dark Knight Rises was in the same category and didn't win it. I mean, what? Did everyone who watched The Dark Knight Rises just decide not to vote? Or, I mean, that's your right, and you chose not to vote. Okay, that's fine. Anyways, favorite movie actor. We had Robert Downey Jr. over Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Johnny Depp, Will Smith, and Channing Tatum. I was actually going to go with that, but I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was there, and I know there are people who love him, so I'm just surprised people chose that. Favorite movie actress, Jennifer Lawrence over Emma Stone and Anne Hathaway and Mila Kunis. Wow. I want to meet the people who vote for this because these just sound complete opposites of what I hear in real life. And I mean, they had some other weird categories like favorite late night talk show host, no one cares. Favorite daytime TV host. I thought that was the same as the other category. Favorite new talk show host. Come on, you're pushing it. Favorite celebrity judge, and they gave it to Demi Lovato. Yeah, I can go with that. A favorite TV fan following, and this is not TV, favorite TV show. It's favorite TV fan following. So the award goes to the fans. Yeah, I know it's ridiculous. I do agree with you. It's ridiculous. Yes. Thank you. It's ridiculous. Yes. And then they had best female artist, best male artist, best pop artist, best hip hop artist, just favorite movie superhero, best favorite on-screen chemistry. I mean, some of these just seem catered. I mean, they were probably like, all right, we want to give five awards to The Hunger Games, And I'm thinking we should just, you know, like, we only have three categories they fit in. Let's make, like, three superhero categories, and I think we'll be fine. I mean, come on. And, yeah, well, you know, whatever. I'm not going to rip on them. Anyways, favorite breakout artist, The Wanted. I honestly thought One Direction was going to win that. Why? Because I know more people who like One Direction than The Wanted. But you know what? That was a fairly even match. But seriously, Carly Rae Jepsen didn't win that? I honestly would have voted for Carly Rae Jepsen or Gotye, but I mean, Carly Rae Jepsen, she's Canadian and nobody voted for her. Well, whatever. Well, One Direction came in to win favorite song, What Makes You Beautiful. I don't understand that either, don't worry. Favorite album, One Direction won that too. Favorite music video, Katy Perry. Favorite music fan following, this is where I wanted to come. Favorite music fan following. So this is once again giving an award to the fans, but yet, you know, the artist collects it. I want you to listen to some of these fan names. Beliebers, okay, we've heard that before. Directioners, well, that sounds very familiar. Katy Cats, that's for Katy Perry. Katy Cats. Katy Cats. Lovatics for Demi Lovato and Selenators? Selenators? I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that, but that just sounds ridiculous. I mean, why can't we just say Selena Gomez fans or, you know, Demi Lovato fans or Katy Cats? I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. And then favorite comedic TV actor, they gave it to Chris Colfer. I've never heard this guy, but he apparently won over Neil Patrick Harris and Ty Burrell and Jim Parsons. Well, you know, at least, and no, never mind, I was wrong. The Big Bang Theory did actually win favorite network TV comedy. Yep, the world turned upside down within the past few years, and we are here. And I don't think we're going to be leaving anytime soon. Well, the end of the world almost did happen, so we have something to be grateful for. And, you know, now that I think about it, I would have been fine with the end of the world because then the People's Choice Awards wouldn't have happened. Ouch, that was mean, but true. It was true. Anyways, let's move on to the next segment of the skit. The next segment is a skit. It's called the Unimportant News Broadcast. Yes, not a clever title, but it's actually a fairly clever skit. Why? Because I wrote it. Yes, I just did that. Anyways, we're just going to roll straight into it. So here we go. The Unimportant News Broadcast. What? Hello and welcome to Random News Station, where we cover some of the most important and unbiased news. Our top story today is of the little boy named Sam Barry, who saved a cat from a tree. Many recognized Sam before as a small little kid, but now they will definitely see him as a hero. Sam commented, "The kitty was stuck and it seemed scared." Well, Sam, you've proved to many about how age does not make a difference in being a decent human being. In other news, many citizens of the Sudbury area complaining that the sun is setting too early nowadays, which results in not having enough time to shovel the driveway. We go straight to a comment by one of the residents, Gerald David, who said, "You know, it's very tough to see the small little snow pockets on my driveway in the dark, and then I wake up in the morning and I see all the snow. It's a doozer." One of the top stories, which shocked our local community, is of a boy who stole a pastry from one of the local pastry shops by stuffing the delicacy down his pants and running out the door. The pastry was valued at a whopping $1.46, and when the shopkeeper caught the kid in the middle of the street, the pastry was gone. Many citizens are calling this an outrageous crime against innocence and an abomination of the respect of the community. That's all for tonight, and we hope you have a fantastic evening. This was Random News Station signing off. Have a great day. What? So many of you probably didn't actually get the context of that story. So one day I was actually driving home from work, and I was stuck in traffic, and this story came on of a kid who stole a pastry from a shop that was under $2 and stuffed it down his pants and walked out the door. And I'm just sitting there. I'm already frustrated because I'm in traffic. And I'm thinking to myself, why would they report on a story like this? And then, you know, it hit me that we also host the People's Choice Awards, and Big Bang Theory is the number one show. So I felt I could live with that. I should stop ripping on the Big Bang Theory. That's next week. Anyways, on to my next segment of the show. Now, many of you don't know this, but I'm actually majoring in university. I'm majoring in horoscopes. Yes, many of you actually don't know that, but I am. I'm majoring in horoscopes. And I've studied for 4 or 5 years. I've worked very hard. And I actually, you know, I decided, because, you know, so many of you are tuning in, and I'm just so happy that, you know, I'd show off some of my talent of, you know, horoscopes. So, you know, I've studied whatever I need to study, the stars, star alignments, lunar, sun, and stuff like that. I studied all of it, all that I could for the past week. Ever since my last episode, I've just been studying and studying. And I decided that I'm going to give you guys a full horoscope of everyone's horoscope listed out. So here we go. We're going to start. This is Mateen Manik's horoscope. First horoscope that I'm ever giving you guys. And now, I'm an amateur, so if they don't sound perfect, please don't blame me. I'm just trying. So let's just jump right into it then. So these are the horoscopes that I've gotten. So horoscopes by Mateen Manik. So we're going to begin with Aries. So Aries, something will happen to you today that will more or less affect your mood at the time of the occurrence. When it does, it will probably not make much an effect, and you will either think about it for a minute or just walk right by it. Taurus, a little tip. If you see a penny on the floor with a shine, pick it up. It's not lucky or anything. You'll just get a 1 cent discount on your next coffee. Technically. Gemini. You are a smart person, Gemini, and you shouldn't doubt yourself. In that case, just doubt everyone else. Haters are going to hate. Cancer. If a family member or close friend acts strange or different towards you, it's probably related to something personal with them. The best thing to do in a situation like this is to watch The Notebook again. Leo. Too much reading might have you experiencing eye strain and possibly headaches. So it's best if you just give up reading altogether. Virgo. On your journey, you may find a squirrel and suddenly stop to look at it. If this happens, you must chase it and move on with your life. Libra. You may have a scheduling conflict within the week, which may become a big problem. The best thing to do is drop everything and just start indulging yourself in the best dessert that's within arm's reach. Scorpio. Communications involving you may become confusing, so whenever talking to the unintelligent, slow down. They won't get it. Sagittarius. Throughout your day, just remember this quote. Life is a lot like being a bear. The more you think about it, the more you realize you just want some damn honey. Capricorn. If you are ever stressed or extremely angered, the best thing to do is grab a paintbrush and some black paint and just paint it black. Aquarius. Just stay home. Like, seriously. This week, call off work, just stay home, and don't do anything. I heard Anderson Cooper has a TV show now. You might want to check that out. And finally, Pisces. You will face a lot of situations when you are put in doubt. When in doubt, just tune to the Mateen Manik show, which is now featured on iTunes. And there you go. Now, I understand some of them may seem a bit, you know, like, what? These are not my regular horoscopes. But honestly, like, I mean, I thought I did a pretty good job. So we're going to move on to the next segment, and I'm just going to think that I nailed it. The next segment is actually another, it's another public service announcement. But once again, this is not mocking anybody or anything, or so I've heard. And I don't want to ruin it, so we're just going to go straight into the public service announcement. What? If I get him to you, can you get him to talk? I can get him to sing. And cut. Excellent. That's a wrap. Hi, I'm Bruce Wayne. Many of you know me better in this voice.
I'm Batman.
Now as Bruce, I haven't done much. But as the Batman, I've killed Bane, Two-Face, Poison Ivy, and even the Joker. But there is one thing that the Batman cannot beat alone. And that's throat cancer. Everyone may find the Batman's voice cool and exciting, but it's not. Many people actually sound like that due to throat cancer. And trust me, you don't want to be a billionaire playboy
talking like this.
It just won't work. Did you know that throat cancer affects over 25,000 people every year? That's more people than the Joker has ever killed. But this problem isn't in Gotham alone. It's all over the world. Isn't that right, Alfred?
Yes, it is, Master Wayne.
But there's still hope. By spreading awareness of this disaster and avoiding detrimental things such as smoking and Joker's laugh gas, together we can fight this disease and get rid of this chaos, and bring peace and justice to the city. Because we are not alone. There are people out there, ready to believe in good, ready to believe in a cure, to inspire good in others, to be the change they are ready to be. Because this city deserves more than a hero. It deserves a cure.
What?
So that was actually a skit I wrote about 2 years ago called Batman on Throat Cancer. It's a joke between me and one of my good friends. How funny would it be if Batman was the lead on a throat cancer public service announcement? It would just be so ironic because his voice is literally what you'd get if you had a certain throat cancer. Anyways, the reason why I actually picked that specific skit was because that next week, instead of an episode, I'm actually releasing a project I worked on during the December break with many of my friends. It's called Batman Signal. It's very much like War of the Worlds meets the Batman universe. So I mean, by War of the Worlds, I mean the War of the Worlds radio show hosted by Orson Welles. It's very much like that. I honestly think it turned out fantastic, and I'm so excited to present it to you guys. It's short, luckily, but, you know, it's got a lot of action, and I feel that these guys put in so much effort, and I'm very excited to broadcast it to you. I actually even got someone to do the graphic, and I'll reveal that on my blog. So that's gonna be next week, so make sure you subscribe and keep checking, because that will be coming hopefully next Wednesday, but it'll probably appear on Thursday. So then that's it. So make sure you tune in, because that's coming and that's gonna be a very big thing. I'm gonna be talking about that a lot within the next few days on my blog. Anyways, this is the end of the second episode. Yes, a shorter one than the first, but I thought it went pretty well. One thing I started, a few days after launching the last podcast, was I have a page on my actual blog dedicated to this episode. So if you guys had any feedback or comments, or if you guys want me to focus on anything, just put it in the comments and I'll definitely read them. I always read them. Do that and I would be more than happy. So the link should be in the description, but if it isn't, it's illitermat.blogspot.ca, so that's illitermat.blogspot.ca. Just go there and it should be one of the first things. It's the second episode. Just check that out and just go straight in and write out anything you want. And that will be the page dedicated to this podcast. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. I know I've been ripping on the People's Choice Awards, Big Bang Theory, and horoscopes so much. And I do apologize. Actually, I don't. No, I do. I do apologize for those who actually enjoy those type of things. I'm sorry. Anyways, so the next episode for the Mateen Manic Show won't actually be until 2 weeks from now. So it'll be after Batman Signal, which I honestly think will be fantastic. So I'm really hoping you guys will spread the word on that. But if not, that's fine too. So, thank you very much, and have a great evening. Sorry, you might be listening to this in the day. I should have realized that. I'm sorry. Have a great day, afternoon, or evening. Have a great whatever. Thank you.